his friends. This year should be a special schus for Yidid Nafshir of Yisrael Afel Shlita. The bracha v'hatzlacha lo l'chol b'nei beiso. The Gemara in Maseches Vachim and Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis and Bottom says Gufa Rav Yehud Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Kol Kiyo She'en Bo Kidei L'Kadesh Arba Kohanim Mimenu Any Kiyor. Any basin that doesn't have enough space to hold water that will sanctify the Mimakadish Adayim Vraglaim for Kohanim, and Makachim, but you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush Adayim Vraglaim. Shenem Barach Tzumen or Moshe Aaron Uvanov. So Moshe Aaron is 2, Banov is 4. As the Gemara Meisve Kol HaKelim Makachim, all Kelim are Makadish the Mayim, that they will be Ro'i for Kiddush Adayim Vraglaim. Bein sheyesh behem revius, bein shein behem revius, whether they have a revius or whether they don't have a revius. Ubavachu klisharis is the klisharis as long as they are service vessels, kalim that were anointed with the shemen hamishcha to work in the mikdash. So we see in the brisa that you don't need to have a shir sheikat shemen or arba kohanim. It doesn't even have to have a revius. Answers the Gemara of Adabarahavo. Amar Adabaracho. The kiyor itself has to have for enough to be Mekadish for Kohanim. And the Braisa that says that it doesn't is talking about Bikodeach, when you drill a hole in the wall of the Kiyor, and then Bitocho, you put in it a little Kli that doesn't have a Revius, and a little bit of this Kli is sticking out, and it draws water from the Kiyor, and it expels the water. And since this kli is connected to the kiyor, it doesn't have to have a shir bifnei atzma lekadish arba kohanim. So ein achinami, the kiyor has to have, but the kodech besocha, this kli that's the stick that's connected to the kiyor, doesn't have to have. Frakti gemara v'hami menu ksiv. It says mimenu. Brachatu mimenu. Sorry, I was reading from Rashi. Rashi says Vahmimenu Ksiv. Mara says Vahmimenu Amarachmana. Torah says that it has to be from the kiyor itself. We just saw the Braisa that the water can come from a different kli, kodech besocho. So that water, that kli, could be a conduit to bring out the water. But it says mimenu, it has to come directly from the ki. It has to come from directly from the kiyor. Gemara answers yirchatzu l'rabbis kli sharis. No. We have the extra word yirchatzu that includes kli sharis. Yachi kli chol nami. So then a kli chol should also work. Why does it have to be kli sharis? We have a kavachomer from Kano that it doesn't work. So if the base, which was anointed with the kiyor, and yet you're not mekadesh adayim v'raglaim, a kli chol that wasn't anointed, certainly it can't be mekadesh adayim v'raglaim. Ad kan misugis ha-gemara. Baruch Hashem, we were able to learn a few beautiful lines from Maseches Vachim. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Hey says, how much water do you need? No less than kedei lekadish menu arba kohanim. So the Rambam paskins this gemara that you need enough water to be mekadish arba kohanim. Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph Paskins, that you're Makadish b'chol hakelim, like the brisa that we brought. As long as they're klei sharis. And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about kodech misocho. So you see that according to the Rambam, kiddush adayim v'raglaim doesn't require a shir. Because the whole word of Kodech Misocho is that it has a shear. Because the water is coming from a place that has a shear. And this extra kli that you added on is connected. So originally it had a shear. It's coming from a place of a shear. It's considered that it has a shear of Arba Kohanim. The Rambam omits this Kodech Misocho. So what does that mean? It means that according to the Rambam, Lechara Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim doesn't require a shear. And if Kiddush Yadayim doesn't require a shear, then how does the Rambam paskin that it requires a shear of four Kohanim? Why is a Kli Sharis better than a Kiyor? That a Kiyor has a minimum shear requirement, but a Kli Sharis doesn't. And that's what the Ravid writes in his Hasagos, that that the Yom HaKadosh B'chol HaKelim, where they have reviews or don't have reviews, is talking about B'kodech Misocho. Otherwise, the Rambam contradicts himself. Because if Mishnah says, Das HaRambam, it's also that it requires a shear. You would just selmech on the fact that when he writes that the Kiyor requires a shear, you would understand on your own that klisharis require a shear. So you didn't have to write it. You figured it out yourself. The Rambam relied on the intelligence of his readers. That if klisharis requires a shear, that if the kior requires a shear, then the klisharis are also going to require a shear. Lashon HaKesef Mishnah is that he quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Rashi, and then he says, "Lefi zeh yesh kitzur b'divrei Rabbeinu, shehayu lo lefaresh dehadim achshirim bein lo revius hanu dafka b'kodech b'socho." So that when it doesn't have a revius, it's kosher, is only if kodech misocho. Otherwise, you need a shear of lekadei shahar b'kohanim. However, that's not the pashtus mashmos divrei Rambam. So in this year we're going to go on the derech of a great gaon. His name was Rav Nechemia Malin. He was from Brisk, and his father, Rav Isser Yehuda, was a big meshiv and a gadol Torah. They had a close kesher with the Brisk Rav, and Rav Isser Yehuda was killed in the Holocaust. Hashem yinkom damo. Rav Nechemia was a rav in the United States. I remember seeing an article on our Pardes. He wrote a shtickel about Mashicha. Mashicha's Kohen Gadol. Mashicha's HaMelech, excuse me. And there it said he was in Washington, D.C., so I guess he spent some time as a Rav in Washington, D.C. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he had a yeshiva, and he had a Richos Yam Bishan in Baruch Hashem. So he has a sefer, Zichron Beis Yehuda. And in the sefer, in Siman Zayin, he says as follows, if I'm understanding him correctly, that this shear of Arba Kohanim that we require needs understanding. Is this shear for the water, for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that if it has less than this shear, Ein Bo Toras Kiddush, it doesn't have the law of being able to be Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim? It's din in the water. The Bepachos, as he writes, the Bepachos Mehach Shiura, Ein Bo Toras Kiddush, V'Leka Mayim Lekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim. If it's less than this shear, it has no Toras Kiddush, and the water can't be Mekadish, the Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohanim. That's one tzad. And the other tzad is that no, it's a special din in the kior. The kior requires this shear to give it a chalos din of mei kior, that's roy lekiddush. It's not a shear in the mayim, it's a shear in the kior. It's a din in the kior. The kior requires this amount of water. Lo bi ikur kiddush adayim v'rakalayim aladin akir l'chuda. The Gemara asks, as we read from the Gemara, that what do you mean you're able to be mekadish adayim v'rakalayim aklisharis? Hayitzis mimenu. What do you do with mimenu? Answers the Gemara, yirchatsu l'rabbis klisharis, yachi klichol nami. Gemara wants to be marba klichol, and the Gemara is memayit klichol. We have a limud later on in the Gemara that it can't be klichol. First we have a kavachomer, we reject the kavachomer. Then we learn ela mimenu lemayit klichol. So we have a miut for the fact that you can't use a non-sanctified vessel. And then the Gemara says, once you're ready being memayit, if it's mimenu, that means the kior, then we should also be memayit klisharis. Gemara says, no, we have a ribu of yirchatsu. And the Gemara says, why do you like this ribu better than, why are you marbe klisharis and a klichol? And the Gemara answers, we have to understand. Since in the very halacha of kiddush adayim v'raglayim that we require a kli, the kior and klisharis are both equal, seemingly equal, because they both work, both the kior and the klisharis. So then what is the din kior said about? Why do we need this pasuk of mimenu about the kior? Kior and klisharis are the same. So what's unique then about the klisharis? About the kior, vis-a-vis the klisharis? Therefore, it would appear, I said that Rav Nechemia was a brisker, so now we're going to prove it, that there are two dinim here. Besides the halacha that the kiyor itself is mekadesh, there's a special din, that there's a chalos of mei kiyor. It is basin water. And in the pasuk that says mimenu about the kiyor, really it's saying two things. Number one, it should be mei kior, and number two, that the kior is mekadesh, the mayim. So now the kior and the klesharis are fundamentally different. That it's true that be'etzem din kli v'kiddush adayim v'raglayim, they're both equal when it comes to the kli aspect, but din taras hamayim, when it comes to the water aspect, there's some fundamentally different than in the kior alone. There is a chalos din, there is a halachic status of mei kior, mashenkin klesharis. And even though from for yirchatsu we learned that you can also use klesharis mekadesh adayim v'raglayim, because in that din of mei kior is not ma'akev, is not critical in kiddush adayim v'raglayim. It's a din mesuyim in the kior. That water in the kior is a din of mei kior. That mei kior applies to water that is in the kior, but it's not necessary for other waters. But in the kior, it's ma'akev. That if the kior doesn't have a din mei kior, if it doesn't have a din of being the water of the basin, then you're not mekadesh adayim v'raglayim. So that's number one. It has to have a din mei kior, if it's in the kior. If it's not, then it doesn't. Another difference between the kior and the klisharis is that in the kior, the water is miskadesh, and there is now a chalos din of mayim kedoshim lekadesh adayim v'raglayim. Hashenkem b'klisharis, it's true that there it's kosher lekiddush adayim v'raglayim. But the water wasn't miskadesh besochem, the water wasn't sanctified in the klisharis, because this din of kiddush mayim was said dafka about the kior. And the kior alone is mekadesh the mayim, to have a din of mayim kiddushim that should be royal the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, like it says in the Sifri. Ein mayim kiddushim elish niskadshu bekior. The only mayim kiddushim are those that are miskadesh in the kior. So to in Sota Dav Tesvav, so to in the Rambam, Paragimel Achates Misota, they require Mayim Kedoshim Min HaKior. So the Iker Din Kior is that it's Mekadesh HaMayim Shebesocha LeMayim Mekudoshim. It sanctifies the water, makes it holy waters. can sell it in sell it at a tourist store. Holy, holy waters. And now these waters are ruined l'kiddush. You know what? Don't sell it. You leave it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now these waters are ruined l'kiddush. We find nowhere that they would be mekadesh the klei shareis, or that we would anoint the klei shareis, to sanctify the water for kiddush yadayim v'ragleim. And that the klei shareis is mekadesh, it's because it was sanctified and anointed with oil to be mekadesh. What is in it? So not that it makes the water holy. There's no special din about the water. Just in general, whatever it was mekadesh, whatever you anointed it, and with that purpose in mind, that's what it makes holy. If you have, that's a really terrible sense in English. I apologize. But it has to be sanctified and anointed with something specific in mind. If it wasn't anointed and sanctified to sanctify that thing, then the klisharis is not sanctifying it. And therefore we find nowhere that the klisharis was sanctified to sanctify the water. It wasn't miskadesh to be mekadesh the mayim. And therefore, in the kiyor alone, since it was miskadesh v'nimshach l'kadesh mayim shebesoch on the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, there it was. The kiyor was anointed for the sake of the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, for that water. So now the water has a din of Mayim Kedoshim, and not in Shar Klei Sharis, not another Klei Sharis. And according to this, it would appear that the Riyos Rechanina says in the Gemara that we require a Shiur of Kedayal Arba Kohanim is only talking about the Kiddush HaKiyor. Because in that Shiur, the Kiyor is Mekadesh, the Mayim Shebesocho. And if it's not Kishiur, then the Kiyor is not Mekadesh. And then you can't be Mekadesh Adayim V'Raglayim. Because in Kiyor, there's an Ikuv of Mei Kiyor, it has to be Mei Kiyor. In order for it to have Mei Kiyor, it has to have a shear. If it doesn't have a shear, then it's not considered Mei Kiyor. So other water, you can do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, just the water itself, it's going to work, but the water itself is not considered Mayim Kedoshim, like we've mentioned in the Tosefta we read, that only Mayim Kedoshim comes from the Kiyor. And the only way to make it Mei Kiyor, that's Mekadesh, is if you have a shear of Arba Kohanim, a shear of water to be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim Shal Arba Kohanim. So it's a Muchan Lashon of the Rambam that he writes the din of the shear as a special halacha about the kiyor. He doesn't write it about the other klei sharis from which you're Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim. As the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Gimel, Kama Mayim Tzrichim Lios B'Kiyor, Zin Perakei B'Yis HaMikdosh, Ein Pachz Mekdei L'Kadish Mimenu Dalek Kohanim Shalem Aaron Uvanov, and Elazar and Isamar Pinchas were with them, so he doesn't have Aaron and Moshe, he has Aaron, Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas, they're the Kohanim. Koponim, it's not Ein Pachos Mikdei L'Kadish Menu Arba Kohanim. What? What do you need Arba Kohanim? Kiyor. The Rambam says this shear of Arba Kohanim is talking dafka about the Kiyor. So the Kiyor needs the shear. Other Kalim don't. And now we understand very well why the Rambam omitted Kodeach B'Socho. Because the Rambam holds that the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yosef Rechanina from the Braisa, called a Kalim Akachim, how can you say you need this shear? See, you don't. All kelim are mekadesh, whether they have revius or not. That's only according to the Havamina, that kiyor and klei sharis have one din. Bein ledin hakli, bein ledin hamayim shebahen. And the shear of the arba kohanim also applies to klei sharis. But now the maskana, the klei sharis, where misrabe there's a ribui from Yerchatzu, that's only in the din hechsher kli, that you can use this kli, and that it doesn't need to be made kior. And now we can understand the brisa bipshitus, that kior and klei shares are fundamentally different. And therefore, when the brisa says that bein she'ein ben revis, bein she'esh ben revis, bein she'ein ben revis, uvat shu klei shares, so now we don't have to, we don't need that narrow ukimta of bikodeach mitocha. Now we can just say very pashut that it's talking about klei shares, and it's fundamentally different than kior. Klei shares taka doesn't require a shear. We'd ask, what do you mean it requires a shear? Look, klei shares don't require a shear. So Moses says, no, it really does. Kodeach mitocha. It's part of it. It's you make a kli within the kli. Terrific. But then the Gemara Lamaskana says, no, there's a difference. You have a special ribui for klei shares. And that means that it's a separate category than make kior. And that taka doesn't require a shear. Make kior has a higher higher level of requirement because it's the water is holier water. You need a bigger shear and you need a shear b'chlal. So that's why the Rambam doesn't paskin kodeach mitocho, because the Rambam holds the maskana. You don't need that ukimta of kodeach mitocho. That Bryce is not talking about kodeach mitocho. That Bryce is talking about klei shares, and klei shares does not require a shear. Only mekiyor requires a shear. Mekiyor requires a shear, and it's not just when it comes to a regular klei shares. It doesn't have a din of mekiyor. It doesn't require a shear. It wasn't. It's not makadish the mayim. It's not mayim. It's not miskachim seder. But when it comes to mekiyor, there you need a shear, and the water becomes holy. So we see that the din of kior for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is not telling us primarily that the kior itself is mekadesh the water, because klei shares are also mekadesh, like the kior. In other words, they make the water roy for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, even though the water don't have the klei shares don't have the same level of kedusha as the water of the mekior. What's telling us is that there's a fundamental difference between mei kior and klei shares. That if it's mei kior, it has to be mei kior. It has to fulfill the requirements of mei kior, which means that it has to have a kedel kadesh arba kohanim. And that's a special mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Perek Yud Halacha Hei, Mitzvah Lekadesh Mimei Akiyor, V'im Kidesh Me'echad Miklei Shares, Areza Kosher. So they're on different levels, and therefore the Chatchili, you have to use the Me'akiyor. Ramban argues, Ramban says, we had a whole shir on this, that proves from Yuma, Mem Gimel, that in Yom Kippur, he was Mekadesh Adragel Mekidesh El Zov. So if it's Lechatchila, why in Yom Kippur doesn't he do it the Lechatchila way? The Rambam also copies that Mishnah in the third parak of Avodas Yom Kippurim. So what then is Pshat in the Rambam? So we have to say L'das HaRambam, that since the Ikar HaMitzvah is that it has to be Kadosh B'mei Kior, so they would fill up the Kiton Shel Zav Mimei HaKior. That's where it comes from. Menachinami. You don't have to actually be Makadish directly from the Kior, but the water has to have a din of Mei Kior. And how does it have a din of Mei Kior? First, you put it in the Kior with a shear. Then it has a din of Mei Kior. And then if you want, you can transfer it to the Kito Chozav. First, it has to have a din of Mei Kior. On Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, the reason you're doing it this way, even the Chatchila, is because at first it was in the Kior. And then it was transferred to the Kiton Shozav, which is a big chiddush, because that's not what it says. But maybe one can speculate that that's what they did. Al Kopanim, we were zocha to learn a very thought-provoking and beautiful Torah, and Amir Tashem, we should be zocha. Lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, there's a lot more to say in the sugya. Zocha lumod lamed lishmo lasakam skolaris alma torah sehava, main v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.